Section 1. You will hear a woman calling a local museum about children's art and craft workshops. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. Sinmouth Museum. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Good morning. I'm interested in the children's workshops, and I'd like a little more information, please.
Do you mean the art and craft workshops?
Yes. A friend of a friend mentioned them. The children do painting and make models and so forth.
Yes, of course. Where to begin? First of all, as you probably know, they run every Saturday.
The workshops are organized every Saturday. So, Saturday has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Sinmouth Museum. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Good morning. I'm interested in the children's workshops, and I'd like a little more information, please.
Do you mean the art and craft workshops?
Yes. A friend of a friend mentioned them. The children do painting and make models and so forth.
Yes, of course. Where to begin? First of all, as you probably know, they run every Saturday.
Fine. And what about ages?
Well, all ages from 5 upwards are welcome, though we do ask that children below 8 years of age are accompanied by an adult.
Fine. That wouldn't be a problem. What about cost?
Well, I think you'll find them very reasonable. It's £2.50 a child, with 80 pence off for 2 or more children from the same family.
Oh yes, very reasonable. And are they held in the main museum?
Not exactly. They're nearby.
Could you give me the full address? I don't know the area very well.
Yes, it's Winter House.
Right.
And that's in Tamer Street.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes. T-A-M-E-R Street.
Lovely.
And I do need to tell you that there's a security entrance, so you need to press the green button for someone to let you in. Don't press the red button, please. But don't worry, it's all clearly labelled.
Okay. And one more question. Is parking available nearby? We're driving in from out of town.
Your best bet is to leave your car at the back of the library. On a Saturday morning, there are plenty of spaces there. It's right next door to the museum.
And can I ask about booking places?
Yes, and I must tell you, you really should book by calling the education department here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have rung them instead of the main museum number?
No, that's fine this time. Please don't worry. But for future reference, I'll give you the direct number. It's 200-765.
Great. I've got that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
But I'm very happy to give you information about the next 2 workshops. On Saturday the 16th, there's building castles.
Oh, sounds great.
This involves quite a bit of glue, so just make sure the kids are in old clothes.
I know, ones I don't mind getting mucky.
Exactly. And if possible, could you bring along bottle tops, which the children might be able to use in the models, you know, as decoration?
We'll certainly try to find some for you.
Then the following week...
That'll be the 23rd, won't it?
Yes, that's right. On that day, it's what we call undersea worlds. This is where they make scenes with fishes, underground caverns and so on.
Is that likely to get very dirty? Lots of paint splashes?
Not really. So we don't recommend any special clothes for that one. But if you could search out some silver paper to bring along to use in the sessions, you know, it's shiny, it looks like water, that'd be great.
Yes, of course. We'll see what we can come up with. Well, thank you ever so much for all your help. The sessions sound really good, and I'll certainly book up for the next two.
Lovely. Thanks very much for ringing.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.